This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Well, praise be unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has once again brought us to His house in the spirit of brotherhood and iman. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put barakah and blessing in that which we do and to be pleased with that which we say. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all the sins that we've done last week and for the week to come. Ameen. May Allah grant us the khair and barakah of this month of Sha'ban. And we all live to see and experience the full blessings of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, over the past few weeks we've been discussing our financial well-being, both in the dunya and in the akhirah. How do we increase ourselves in goodness in the dunya and in the akhirah? And as Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we say that the dua which we recite all the time, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Oh Allah, grant us the best of the dunya. We're not only focused on the akhirah, we're not only focused on Jannah and rewards in the akhirah. Ya Allah, grant us all the best of the dunya. The best of houses in the dunya, the best of clothing in the dunya, the best of living conditions in the dunya. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً. And the best in the akhirah. We want the best of the akhirah. وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And protect us, save us, Ya Allah, from the punishment of the fire. And we conclude, inshallah, today on this discussion as to our well-being within the dunya and the akhirah. We spoke about investing in the dunya. How do we increase our sustenance? How do we increase our rizq in the dunya? The brother wants to have more money. Islam is not just about the akhirah. It's not just about if you come to Islam, we say, don't worry about the rizq Allah provides. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides, but search for your sustenance. Search for it, look for it, work for it. And there are ways in which will generate your sustenance. And we listed a number of them. Tawbah, the more istighfar you make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you ask Allah for forgiveness for the sins you do, it will be a means by which not only will Allah forgive your sin, but He will also, insha'Allah, make wide the doors of rizq for you and provide for you in ways you did not expect. Shukr, when you thank Allah for the blessings He has given you, then Allah gives you more. The more thanks you give, the more Allah gives. And the more wasteful we are, then Allah takes it away as a mercy to us. If we are wasting a blessing, it's a sin, so Allah then takes away that blessing so that we don't waste it. It's not a punishment on us. How many times have we thought about it in that way? That I'm wasting this blessing. So Allah removes it from us so that you don't waste it. You don't harm yourself in the dunya or the akhirah. We said keeping family ties. And closer to the month of Ramadan, we ask that if there's any relative that you have some bad blood with, a brother, a sister, a child, a sibling that you don't want to speak to, clean that up. Not for their sake, but for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah's sake, put the pride in the pocket and say, Ya Allah, even though I believe I'm right and you might be right, this is what you want, Ya Allah. So I'm doing it for you. And Allah in return will increase your rizq in the dunya. And of course, what He gives you in the akhirah is so much more. Barakah in your business dealings. And now is the time to get the books clean. Clean out whatever is haram in your businesses. Stop selling that which is haram, buying that which is haram. Saves you 10 rand now. But the barakah that you lose from that transaction is so much worse. And then charity and sadaqah, this of course, as we know, increases. Hajj and umrah and hijrah, these things all increase in your sustenance. Taqwa, we didn't put on the list, but this is very applicable to the month of Ramadan. Allah, why do we fast? Why should we fast? How does this benefit us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know the verse of fasting. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّكُونَ. Allah says this is the objective of fasting. That at the end of Ramadan, you must have taqwa. In another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, once you have taqwa, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has taqwa. So one of the benefits of Ramadan, if you will, if you achieve a successful Ramadan, in addition to all the sins being forgiven, in addition of getting, you know, 80 odd years of reward and the reward of fasting, you will obtain taqwa. And when you have taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. He removes away all hardships in your life. And He opens and provides for you from ways you don't know. The one with taqwa, as we said, he's never in recession. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open a way for him. This is one of the benefits of Ramadan and dua. Never ever stop remembering and making dua for your sustenance. No matter what situation you are in. Remember the night of decree which is not on Tuesday, it's in the month of Ramadan, the night of decree, when Allah is going to put out for us what's our rizq for the year. Allah is going to put a budget with my name, your name, what sustenance is going for Muhammad. Make that dua. The only thing which changes the decree of Allah is dua. So you have the opportunity, I have the opportunity to ask Allah, Ya Allah, I want this, I want that, whatever you want. Think about, make a list, I want these things. Ask Allah. Even if you're not granted it in the dunya, Allah will give you something better in the akhirah. And remember, at the end of the day, money, the amount of money doesn't make you a rich person. We ask this and we ask everyone to put that sum in their mind. How many rands must you have in your bank account before you will say, Alhamdulillah, I'm a rich person? And we said, it will never end. No matter how much money, how many millions, before millionaire was the best. Now, if you're a millionaire, it means nothing. It's billionaire. And it will continue this increase. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells us who is the rich person. Richness is not achieved by the amount of wealth, but true richness is the contentment of the heart. The brother who is happy with a few rands in his pocket and he sleeps happy, his children are happy, his wife is happy, they're all sleeping without being hungry, no stress, no worry. This man is wealthier than the man who has billions in the bank account, but at any moment he worries, SARS might knock on the door, that the bank might knock on the door, he can't sleep, he can't rest. His health is giving in. So which of these two men are richer? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a mindset, brothers and sisters, that all of us, when we look at what we have, we are fortunate and we are wealthy compared to most people of the dunya. We are wealthier than most people in the dunya. Even the worst of us, the one who has the least amongst us here, is wealthier than most of the people of the dunya. So alhamdulillah, we are all wealthy, alhamdulillah. But the reality, while we can work and make dua for the akhirah and for the dunya, while we can struggle and toil for the dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, Alhaakumut takathur, that this competition in the dunya is keeping you busy. Your affairs of the dunya, working and struggling for the dunya, is diverting you, is keeping you distracted. Your eye is not on the ball. What is the reality? Hatta zurtumul maqabir. Only when you get to the qabr. And a person who, I mean, think about this, Jamaatul Muslimin, the doctor tells you, I'm sorry, Muhammad, you only have 3 months left to live, terminal case of a disease. Once you're in those 3 months, what's going to be, will you even come to work the next day? Will you even, you know, think about the things that kept you up yesterday, the things that were important to you yesterday, what things will be important to you today? So Allah says, Hatta zurtumul maqabir. Only when you get to the grave will you realize what is important. Kalla sawfa ta'lamun. No, you are going to know. Allah says, then you are going to know. Thumma kalla sawfa ta'lamun. Allah repeats, surely then you are going to know the reality of your life. So therefore, we don't shun the dunya for the akhirah. We don't say, Allah provides and I'm going to sit in the masjid because my day is going to come when I'm going to die. This is not the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't ascribe to this kind of lifestyle. We want the khair of the Rabbana atina, the best of the dunya and the akhirah. So work hard. Be the employee of the month. Work for that bonus. Go and search for that halal sustenance. Work to be a halal billionaire, millionaire, no problem. But also at the same time, remember, provide for your akhirah. Work for that pension beyond death. So how do we increase our rizq in the akhirah? Remember, the easiest way to purchase Jannah is a transaction. You can buy Jannah through your wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds for those of us who have the means to spend, and spend something out of the provisions which we have given you. Allah reminds you, you are not rich. You only have things on loan. You came into the dunya with nothing. Allah gave you something. He put the money in the bank. And when you leave, He's going to take it back. You are only here on loan. So Allah says, so give back that which I have given to you. Before death should come to any of you, and then you would say, oh my Rabb, oh Allah, would you not give me respite for a little while? Just send me back, Ya Allah, for 5 minutes. I want to make a few EFTs once you die. We'll all say that, Ya Allah, just send me back for 5 minutes. I just want to put through an EFT to Sanza for something, Ya Allah. Allah says, then spend before that day comes. And then you would say, I should then have given largely in charity, and I should have been of those the doers of good. So Allah says, prepare yourself before that time comes. And we mentioned last week that even if you don't have money, and the Sahaba complained, the poor Sahaba complained of poverty, not because they wanted palaces and mansions and they wanted to compete. They said, the rich amongst us have an upper hand. Why? Because they fast and we fast. They get the reward of fasting. They make salah, we make salah, we both get the reward. We equal in salah. We can compete with them. But when it comes to charity, we poor, they rich. They can excel over us. They can build masajid. They can buy things for jihad. They can feed the poor. We can't do that. So how can we compete? This was the mindset of Sahaba. Remember, if your competition is akhirah focused, you want to be number one in the Jannah. You want to be number one with Allah. So you look how. So you will complain this is a disadvantage. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained how many types of charity you can give that are not monetary based. That to feed your family is a charity. Alhamdulillah for the man who only comes home with a small salary. But every cent is earned halal. Every cent to pay the bill, to pay the rent, to pay electricity, to pay the food. These are all charity. So he can say, Ya Allah, 100% of my income was given for charity. How? I feed my family. I feed that wife that you put under my care. Those children you put under my care. That is charity, sadaqah. And even if you don't have that, good akhlaq, a smile, even spending time with your wife is a charity. So none of us can say we are too poor to give charity. This is the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So how do we invest in our akhirah? We need to start talking about investing in our akhirah and think about our pension in the akhirah. Think about where we're going to be. Are we ready? Do we feel that I've done enough? If tomorrow should be the day that Allah takes us away, that if we don't see Ramadan, that if last year's Laylatul Qadr, our names were on the list of Malikul Maut's souls to be pulled, are we ready in terms of our pension? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us who is the rich and successful person. Allah says in Surah Al-A'raf, the waiting on that day is the truth. So there will be a scale, a true scale. We're going to weigh your deeds, Allah says. As for those whose scale is heavy on the right side, they are the successful. You'll enter Jannah directly. Your sins, no matter how much they are, if your good deeds outweigh your bad deeds, you'll enter Jannah directly. If your scale is heavy on the one side, they are the successful. As for those whose scale is light, your scale is deficient, those are the ones who lose their souls because they disbelieved in our revelation. So how do we make that scale heavy? That's our objective. That if we can get our scales heavy, Jamaatul Muslimin, by increasing in good. So there's two ways, of course. We stop doing the haram. And if we've done the haram, we make the tawbah to remove it. We make that scale on the left. We make it light as possible. And we continue to make tawbah and istighfar. At the same time, we want to get the scale on the right side heavy. Because if your scale is heavy on the right side, you're into Jannah. And wallahi, Allah has made it easier, the way Allah works, that if you do one sin, it counts 1 point of sin. You do one good deed, there's no limit to how heavy that good deed could be. Even an intention will count as a good deed. So how do we start making our scales heavy? This is our discussion. We said the things that counts the heaviest on the scale is Tawheed. The person with Tawheed, he is guaranteed, number one, he will go to Jannah, either directly or via Jahannam. Tawheed means the opposite of shirk. Don't do anything that jeopardizes your Tawheed. Don't worship anything, praise anything, ask anyone or anything for assistance other than Allah. Stay away from shirk, and inshallah, by consensus of the ulama, based on the Quran, you will enter Jannah. Because Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, do you know what the right of Allah is upon you? And what your right is upon you? You have rights on Allah. Allah says that He owes you a right. If you worship none other than Him, then He has to enter you into Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the main focus and priority, brothers and sisters. Make sure you avoid all forms of shirk. Tawheed, number one. So that's your relationship with Allah. But also Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, interestingly, the thing that weighs the heaviest after Tawheed would be good akhlaq. How you treat your fellow insan. So there's two dimensions to this thing. Your relationship with Allah and your relationship with insan. The man, we spoke about him last week, he has all the good deeds. So he, in terms of dhikr and salah and fasting, excellent relationship with Allah. But a poor relationship with insan, he'll be bankrupt on qiyamah. Because all the people he harmed will take from his good deeds. So for your investments, those things that multiply, you do one good deed, but it multiplies many times over. Ramadan, anything done in Ramadan is a bonus. Dhikr in Ramadan is so many more times greater. Salah in Ramadan, charity in Ramadan, and that's why people, they would keep their charity and spend it rather in Ramadan, or they'd spend it now for the purpose to be used in Ramadan. Congregational salah. And what can make you understand, we said this last week, the two rak'ahs of Fajr, Sunnah is greater in value, in charity, than all the gold, silver, the entire dunya, everything it contains. That's the Sunnah of Fajr. How much is the Fard of Fajr? And the one who makes it in Jama'ah Salah, 27 times multiplied in congregation. Same Sunnah, same Fajr Salah. So this so that counts on your scale. The dunya on your scale, times 27, times how many? Think about every Salah in that method. Salah in the front row. You came to the masjid, why sit at the back? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, if you knew the reward you're going to get for the front saf, there would be a sword fight every day in the masjid. That is what you're going to get. He didn't specify the number, but you've made the effort. 99% you came to the masjid. Don't sit in the back. Get maximum of your reward. Yeah. Of course, we said salah in the haram. Allahu Akbar. One salah in the masjid of Makkah, 100,000 salah. So one dhuhr salah is 100,000 dhuhr salahs. For you in there, if you are fortunate enough to go to the haram, make dua for all of us. And remember, spend as much time in the haram making sunnah, salah, sunnah, of course the farud salah. One or two umrahs. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his life, he only made one hajj, and he only made one umrah outside of hajj. He didn't make many, many. So one is enough, really, to set you up for the akhirah. That's one investment that's enough. You hit the jackpot when you go to for Umrah. Make that niyyah, Umrah and Hajj. If that's Umrah, what about Hajj? Of course, there are things that nullify your investment completely. That if you invest in these things or you have anything of that on the left side, it eats away completely all the good deeds you've done. We said shirk. Any shirk is a nullifier completely of your good deeds. Any bit of shirk. And we says in Surah Al-Kahf, Allah says, those who will be the biggest losers on Qiyamah are those who came with a little of shirk, but they spend their life doing good deeds. Little bit of shirk, they worship. Made dua to the grave, made dua to the sheikh, made dua to Jibreel, to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to the jinn. They use the jinn, they use magic. Khalas, all the good deeds null and void. Minor shirk, you do things for the praise and to be seen by others. This eats away your good deeds completely. And of course, harming others, that like we mentioned, the bankrupt person. Then there are investments that will continue to assist you even in the after you have died. After you've died, so part of your zakah, your charity, must go to sadaqatul jariyah. You say, I want something to continue to accrue in my account, even I pass away. Said three types. An investment, a structure, a tree, anything which will benefit insan or even an animal. Anything, a hospital, a masjid. You donate books. You open inshallah, Masjid Burhanul Islam, we're trying to build a nursery school. How many kids are going to go through there? You don't know. For this masjid, as I said so many times, wallahi, I don't think the people who built this masjid knew it will stand for over 100 years. He just put one brick there. And so many salawat are made in this masjid. It goes to his account. This is, you think about your akhirah. Knowledge, so easy to share knowledge. You might not perform tahajjud salah or fast, but you share a link where a sheikh talks about tahajjud. One person implements that. As he performs the salah, you get the reward as well, without, of course, decreasing from him. So easy now, you share that hadith, you share that link to that to the website. One person, you share to 50 people, one person reads it, you are sleeping nice, that brother is making salah, but you get rewarded for that because you guided him to that. And of course, pious offspring that continue to make dua for you. And if any of us, all of us have parents, we continue to make dua for them. And our grandparents that passed away, how joyful it is when they get the present. And they said, what is this in their qabr? This is your grandson making dua for you. Your children making dua for you that Allah has made easy in the qabr. So these reoccurring rewards, when a man dies, Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, his actions come to an end. But three things, a charity which continues to benefit people and even animals, a pious offspring that prays for him, and knowledge which benefits people. So we said last week, we want to be billionaires in the akhirah. Are there smart investments to make? You know, many times we look and we say, yeah, Allah, if only I invested in this company 10 years ago, I would have been a millionaire now. Are there any things, are there quick ways to Jannah? Yes, there are shortcuts. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam encouraged us, take the shortcut. If you had two options to get to Jannah, the easy way or the difficult way, take the easy way. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam pointed out to Sahaba when he saw them exerting themselves, he said, don't do this. This is now, you're not working, you're working hard, but not smart. And there are easy ways, inshallah, to get to Jannah. So let's give a list. Last week, we gave a list of 10 things. We've added onto the list. Brothers have been very curious and keen. We can give you the slides afterwards. Email me. So if you can't memorize all these things, but, and remember, These things you'll see, one of them will guarantee you Jannah. So if you can't implement all 20, 30 in your life, implement one in your life. And inshallah, that will be your ticket to Jannah. So the easiest thing that will get you, inshallah, good rewards is good intentions. Allah, in the way Allah keeps score, if a person has a niyyah, I'm going to commit haram, and he doesn't get to do it, no sin against him. But the man makes the niyyah, I'm going for hajj next year. You don't have a cent, you know, I don't care. Inshallah, I'm going to make hajj. I'm going to put 5 rand in the tin every day. I'm going to put my name on, register my name. That hajj, inshallah, is for you. And therefore, as I say, make the niyyah now. I'm going to fast the month of Ramadan. Whether I get there or not is up to Allah. But my niyyah is there. That niyyah counts. So many people, they get the full reward just because their niyyah was sincere. If it's in my power, ya Allah, I guarantee I will do this. So whenever you hear a good deed, tahajjud salah, reciting Quran, giving charity, fighting jihad, make the niyyah in your heart, ya Allah, I wish that I was there, and make easy for me to be there. You might get the reward for it without even doing the action. So this is an easy way to get reward, by having a good intention. Indeed, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, actions will be judged and based on your intentions. And every man shall have that which he intended, even if his actions did not conform to that. We said this last week, Ayatul Kursi. The one who recites Ayatul Kursi after every Salah. So at the end of Salah, he recites Ayatul Kursi. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, there'll be nothing between him and Jannah except death. This is a ticket to Jannah. Direct ticket to Jannah. You perform your 5 Salahs and you recite Ayatul Kursi afterward. It takes you less than half a minute. Khalas, easy. With the Quran as well, certain surahs have special powers and abilities. One of the easy surahs for us to recite, and we make dua, we all can memorize this and recite this daily, was the habit of the Sahaba, that Suratul Mulk, Surah Tabarak, is a protection from the punishment of the grave. This is an easy way to protect yourself completely from punishment of the grave. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, indeed, there is a surah in the Quran having 30 verses which intercedes for its reciter until he is forgiven. And that surah is Suratul Tabarak. So not only does it prevent and is the cure to the punishment of the grave, it will also intercede for you on Qiyamah. It's a very special reward to the special surah. Easy again. And I speak to myself first, if we can implement this before we go sleep once in our day, takes us not even 5 minutes, it's an easy way to guarantee your safety from the punishment of the grave. Allah subhanahu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, kalimatan, 2 words, very simple on the tongue, khafifatan ala lisan, easy on the tongue, thaqilatan ala al-mizan, but heavy on the scale. Those words are going to count heavy on the scales, is subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanallah al-azim. So whenever you're sitting in traffic, you're sitting in the bank, sitting in the queue, subhanallah bihamdi, subhanallah adhim, feel your scale getting heavier. Feel that scale becoming heavy and heavy. It's like mountains coming onto your scale. Just say these words, simple words to say. Dhikr, there are certain adhkar, special adhkar. If you say these adhkar, they multiply your reward. We said this last week, salawat. Anyone who makes salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah makes salawat on you 10 times. Then Allah greets you 10 times. One time for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah greets you 10 times. And Allah takes away 10 of your sins and He raises you up. Not 10 rewards, 10 darajat. A daraja isn't a reward. Levels. How many levels with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? Salawat, one. So you make a checklist. I want to say 100 salawat a day. That means Allah sent 1,000 salawat on you and removed 1,000 sins. Who can make 1,000 sins in the day? So this is your cleansing mechanism for your daily sins. Other adhkar. Whoever says when he wakes up in the morning, Raditu billahi rabba, I am pleased with Allah as my Rabb. Wa bil islami deena, and with Islam as my deen. Wa bi Muhammadin nabiyya, and Nabi Muhammad as my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If he says these things when he wakes up in the morning, easy, that's all he has to say. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, I am the guarantor. I give him the guarantee that I will take him by his hand and enter him into Jannah. These are also interesting to note, the same 3 questions that will be asked in the grave. Who's your Lord? What is your religion? And what do you say about the man? Simple dua to make that guarantees, and of course with belief and conviction. Say it with belief, say it with conviction. You die on that, into Jannah. Another dhikr that's very powerful. Whoever declares that there is none, no God, but none worthy of worship but Allah, Whoever says La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulk wal hamd, yuhyi wa yumit wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Whoever says this dua, that there is none worthy of worship, he is the one without a partner, lahul mulk, to him belongs the heavens and the earth, walul hamd, and all the praise belongs to him, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, and he has power over everything. Whoever says this in the day or in the evening, 100 times, he says this, if he says this 100 times a day, then what is the reward? It is as if though he freed 10 slaves, and 100 good deeds will be recorded for him, and 100 sin will be removed from him, and he will be protected from any jinn and devil for that day or that evening. And no one can say a better dhikr, this is hadith mentions, no one can say a better dhikr than this, except the one who says more than 100. So again, put on your checklist, I'm going to say it will take you maybe 5 minutes to say this, again, all the sins being removed. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives us another dhikr. So these three adhkar I'm mentioning here, choose one of them, choose all of them. The Messenger of Allah says, there are two qualities no Muslim can acquire, but he will enter paradise, and they are simple and easy. He says, I give you two things you say, and they will enter you into Jannah. They are very simple, but they are neglected. Two shortcuts to Jannah. The one who says Subhanallah 10 times, and Alhamdulillah 10 times, and La ilaha illallah 10 times after Salah. He says 10 times after each salah, 10 times. And of course, 30 is even better, 33 times. That makes this, so Nabi Sallam gives you, if you say this 30 times, times 5, it's 150. The one makes, he makes 150 on the tongue. But then Allah multiplies it by 10 or 1,000. And then it's 1,500. It counts to 150,000 hasanat. And it removes so many sins. So now Nabi Sallam asks, who can make so much sins? You do it once, Allah times it by 1,000. Who can make so much sins during the day? And then of course the other one, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, whoever says 30 times these three things, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, before he goes to sleep, again Allah multiplies it by 1,000. And who of you can make so many sins during the day? This removes your sins. Spreading salam, another easy way to enter Jannah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, I swear by Allah that you will not enter Jannah until you believe. And you will not believe until you love one another. And the thing that will build love between you is to greet one another. So count on your hand every day. How many people I say salamu alaikum to? This enters you into Jannah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah guarantees three people who will go to Jannah. And He'll grant them success. Each of them has a guarantee from Allah that He will take care of them. The one of them is the one who goes out fi sabilillah. The other one is who goes to the masajid frequently. The third one, very easy for us, who enters his house and says, Assalamu alaikum. So we can't do the jihad, it's a bit difficult. Salah, I don't go 5 times a day. But when you enter your house, say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Guarantee from Allah, He will take care of you in the dunya and the akhirah. Simple, easy way to get to Jannah. Sayyidul Istighfar. If anybody recites this dua during the day with firm faith in it and dies on that same day, and before the evening, and he will be guaranteed one of the people of Jannah. This dua nullifies your sins. It removes your sins. It's one of those dua that burns away all your sins, removes your sins. And if anybody recites it at night and he passes, so you need to renew this dua in the day and in the evening, after Fajr, after Maghrib. And he passes away, of course this dua, Allahumma anta rabbi, la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani, wa ana abduka, wa ana ala ahdika, wa wa'adika ma stata'tu, a'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'tu, abu'u laka bi ni'matika alayya, wa abu'u dhanbi, faghfir li innahu la yaghfir dhunuba illa anta. Oh Allah, you are my Lord, none has the right to be worshipped except you. You created me, and I am your servant, and I abide by your covenant and promise. I'm true to my covenant with you, as best I can, ya Allah. I seek refuge in you from the evil which I have committed, ya Allah. And I acknowledge, I know the favors you've done for me and the sins which I have done. So forgive me. Verily none can forgive sin except you. Recite this dua every day after Fajr, after Maghrib. You pass away with this dua, inshaAllah. It takes care of that sins you've done. Implement this. Make the niyyah, I'm going to implement this. Special times to make dua. You want anything in your life, there are times when the du'as are very close to Allah. And Allah does not reject it at those times. In your salah, in your tashahud, before you make assalamu alaikum, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would make du'a for Jannah, protection from Dajjal, protection from the punishment of the grave, and protection from Jahannam. Before you say assalamu alaikum, make a du'a in the Fard Salah, make it in Arabic. In the Sunnah Salah, inshallah, English is okay. In sujood, again, any time in sujood is a time you can make du'a, especially in the Sunnah Salah. Between the adhan and the iqama is a mustajab. The last third of the night, While you are fasting, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, one of the three people whose du'as are not rejected is the person who is fasting. So when Ramadan comes, I have a checklist. I want to make du'a for all these things, dunya and akhirah. Make du'a, Allah is going to accept it and grant you that or something better. Just before you break your fast, and every week there's an hour on Jumu'ah, we don't know when that hour is, between Maghrib and Maghrib, where any du'a made in that hour is guaranteed to be accepted. Many of the ulama mention it's the hour before sunset of tonight, like Maghrib tonight, an hour before Maghrib. That's the majority view, but there's no clear evidence to that. But there's an hour we know in Jumu'ah where that occurs. We hope it's Jumu'ah, the waqt we're here. We make du'a for everything. Wudu, this might be difficult for some of us, but other of us might find it easy to keep wudu long. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to Bilal, Bilal, Nabi Sallam tells Bilal, tell me what you are doing at the time of the morning prayer for which you hope to receive good reward. For I heard during the night people, the sound of your footsteps before me in paradise. Nabi Sallam says, Bilal, you're doing something which is as if though you're going to Jannah before me. Nabi Sallam says, tell me what you're doing, Bilal, you're doing something. So Bilal says, Ya Rasulullah, I don't know what I'm doing that's so amazing, that's almost as if though I'm going to beat you to Jannah, except there's one thing. I hope to get and benefit from this, that when I perform complete ablution during the night or day, I observe prayer with that purification that Allah ordained for me. So Bilal says, I try to stay on wudu as much as I can. And whenever I make wudu, I perform 2 rak'ah sunnah. That's all I'm doing. I try to take wudu. When I break my wudu, I take a new one and I make 2 rak'ah sunnah. That's all I'm doing. And it's even though he beats Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam going to Jannah. We said 12 rak'ahs, we mentioned this last week. If you can make 12 rak'ah sunnah every day, guaranteed place in Jannah. If you perform Fajr Salah, we said that this is greater, that the two Sunnah Fajr Salah is greater than all the dunya and that which it contains. Another one is Witr. He who prays, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions there are three things that you do. I know it's a list is long, choose one of them. Whatever is easiest for you, implement one in your life. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, whoever prays Salatul Duha, Salatul Duha we said is the Salah between Fajr and Dhuhr. Right, so after sunrise and between Zawal. Whoever does Salatul Duha and he fasts 3 days of the month and he always makes witr even on fasting, then he gets the reward of the Shaheed. He gets the reward of being a martyr. Three things to keep up in your day and it will be a reward for you. We mentioned Salatul Duha. Jumu'ah, subhanAllah, this is an easy one again. All of us should get this, this is an easy one. Whoever does ghusl on Friday, right, and he instructs, and his wife also performs ghusl, so you know, instruct our wives as well. And then he sits out early and comes close to the imam and listens and keeps quiet. For every footstep he takes, you will have the reward of fasting and praying that entire year. Keeping quiet in the masjid also means not playing with our phones, reading something, playing with things on the carpet, playing with our fingers, our toes. These things we don't do. There was sahaba, the masjid of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had stones and some companions used to play with the stones. This also nullifies your Jumu'ah. It's a simple thing to do. It guarantees you the fasting and standing for a year. Small acts of kindness. I saw a person, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, I saw a person who entered Jannah simply because he removed something from the road. Simple thing, he picked something up. Brothers that you'd find, they pick something up in the masjid. You don't put things on the road then, or put things on the carpet. But you find brothers, they come, they pick up small things. Wallahi, this is something which builds them a palace in Jannah. Small thing. Another example of this, a prostitute, I mean, an evil woman, right? She entered Jannah, why? Because she gave water to a dog. She gave water to a dog. Simple acts of kindness. Ramadan is, of course, this great opportunity. We mentioned this hadith, that two people accepted Islam the same day. The one died a shaheed, the other one lived for an extra year. And it was seen that the one who lived the extra year entered Jannah first. And the Sahaba were shocked, how is this possible? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, did that one who lived that extra year, didn't he receive one extra Ramadan and make a year's worth of Salah? So the difference between him and the martyr is like the heavens and the earth. Why? Because Ramadan is greater even than Jihad. The pillars of Islam are the greatest acts of Ibadah. Therefore make dua, Balighna Ramadan, Ya Allah, grant us one more Ramadan. Wallahi, one Ramadan done properly is enough. That scale will be so heavy, even the sins we do will not compete, so long as it's not shirk. Allah accept that little we do and grant it the full reward. Ramadan is the opportunity. Ramadan is the opportunity. And if you want even better than that, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, who can fast his entire life non-stop? He said, we can't do that. He says, you can. fast Ramadan and 6 days of Shawwal, and you're fasting for the year. And then of course we said the greatest bonus, and I have not found anything that equals this, is Laylatul Qadr. خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. If you want to understand Laylatul Qadr, understand your monthly salary, times it by 1,000. If you earn a 10,000 Rand, your boss is going to pay you 10 million Rand for that one night worth of work. One night worth of work. Therefore, as you would work that night, you won't answer your phone, you won't message somebody, you won't even go to the toilet. When Laylatul Qadr comes, and it's one of 10 nights, one of 10 nights, make salah, recite Quran that entire evening. If you get it, it's a lifetime of reward. And your entire sins on this scale is forgiven, even the major ones. Something to aspire, 10 nights. One of them is Laylatul Qadr. So inshallah, tazkiyatun nafs, we end off by mentioning that these are steps which we take easy ways, which we get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it does not require radical changes. Wallahi, if we can implement all these simple sunnahs, if all of us, so you know, for us it's difficult, but if we could put these sunnahs in our life, these are the footsteps of the awliya. You don't have to stand the entire night in salah and fast every day. Do these things and you get the rewards of those deeds. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he encouraged us to take the easy way to Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a sahabi who was making salah every night, not sleeping, and making and fasting every day. Nabi said, why are you doing this? Just fast 3 days in the month and then eat the rest of the month. You'll have the full reward of a lifetime of fasting. And he says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that when you get older, if you make extreme changes, you're going to leave it off later on in your life. And the sahabi said, I didn't take the full advice and now I regret not taking the advice. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this is the steps. How do we change our life? Do good deeds properly, sincerely, and moderately, and know that your deeds will not make you into paradise, that the most beloved deeds to Allah is the most regular and constant, even though it will few. So this hadith is important. Whenever we do something good, and coming up to Ramadan, we want to implement things in our life. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, do good deeds properly. So do it correctly. Say the words correctly. Understand what you're doing. You know, it's not just like push-up, subhanAllah, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. You're not even knowing what you're doing, right? Properly and sincerely. Know what you're saying. Know what you're doing. Moderately. Don't spend your whole day now in dhikr. Take 5 minutes of it. And also realize that this deed is small. It's not going to get me to Jannah. It's Allah's generosity that gets me to Jannah. And that the most beloved deed to Allah is the one who is most regular and constant, even though it's a little. So when you take a habit on, take a small habit, do it for the rest of your life. This is the thing Allah loves the most. And ultimately, the thing which will make you a wali, and remember, this is the priority. This is the priority. Allah says, the things I love the most are that which I've made compulsory on you. And if you do that which is compulsory, your five daily salahs, your zakah, your fasting, your Ramadan, your hajj, this is enough to get you to Jannah. Without a doubt, this is enough. And if you do more than that, then you become the wali. You become the eyes which Allah sees. The hands with which you grip is going to be Allah. And when he raises his hands, Allah will accept and will forgive him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us, myself first and then you, to put this in our lives, to implement one of these easy sunnahs, to make our scales heavy on the side of goodness, and to make us of the awliya. May Allah grant us to see Ramadan and get the full benefit. Jazakallah khair. Tuesday night, inshallah, after Maghrib, we'll have Laylatul Nisfi Sha'ban, the 15th of Sha'ban. We'll have a short program, inshallah, after Maghrib. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.